This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. And in this part of the program, we're going to have two stories about changes to immigration law. First, we'll talk with NPR's Jennifer Ludden about the sweeping and controversial bill the Senate Judiciary Committee is working on right now. It would strengthen border security with many of the same measures the U.S. House passed last December. It would also create a guest worker program. And here's the controversial part. It would legalize millions of undocumented workers already in the country. Jennifer Ludden, welcome to the program. And this is surprising. Is this the dreaded A word, amnesty?
No one in Washington is saying amnesty. They're going to great lengths to avoid that word. But critics say that's what this is. You get a two-year gold card, they're calling it. Renewable, essentially, forever. It's kind of a temporary permanent visa. Really a fudge there in the language. However, it would not let you automatically become a citizen. And so immigrant advocates say, well, that's a shortcoming because you're basically creating this permanent subclass.
And so then there is also this guest worker program, and that's a separate thing?
It would be separate. It is also controversial. It would be for people outside the country who would want to come in the future, or those here now could leave and then apply. It is unlimited in number. There's no cap set on this at this point, although it's still up for debate. That could happen. Basically, if a company sponsored you, someone living outside the country, you could apply and get a three-year visa. It would be renewable once, so you'd be here for 6 years. You could go home, stay for a year, and then come again. But once again, there would be no automatic way to become a U.S. citizen, so you would be a temporary worker.
And there is a controversial part of the House bill, which would, in effect, fine or imprison anyone who helps illegal immigrants. And some churches have already come out and said they're not going to abide by that if it becomes law. What does the Senate draft bill say about this?
Well, the Senate in general is more moderate on immigration issues than the House. And so a lot of people were surprised when very similar language showed up here in this bill. The Judiciary Committee has softened it, and they took out the very broad word about assisting undocumented workers. And senators say they want to put in exceptions for, you know, medical emergencies and to exempt churches and so forth. But there's still a lot of concern. I mean, for instance, the language, you know, could prosecute someone who induces someone to come to this country illegally. And one advocate I spoke with said, well, what does that mean about, you know, a Cuban radio host in Miami, for example, who may call on Cubans to take to their lifeboats for Florida? It's a free speech issue for some. And I think there's a lot of debate on this yet to come.
Right, on this and other provisions in this immigration bill. So how likely is it that Congress will pass immigration reform this year?
Hard to say. Pretty much everyone agrees something has to happen. We've now got an estimated 12 million undocumented immigrants in the country. Post 9/11, this has become a national security issue. People say these illegal workers need to be brought out of the shadows, so to speak. But the only broad consensus really at this point is about enforcement, securing the border first, as some say. And it's possible that we could see legislation that would only do that and not deal with those already here illegally and not deal with guest workers. Immigration advocates say if that's their choice, nothing or enforcement only, they'd rather have nothing happen at all.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden, thank you.
Thank you.